Welcome to Hack the Field, the summit like no other. I'm Helen O'Reilly. I'll be your host. And today I have an extraordinarily gifted guest, Tracy Clark, who's also a great friend and resonating in a very high frequency. And she is actually quite a genius at pinpointing the patterns, and I'm going to go off script here, pinpointing the patterns that are occurring both within us and outside of us, and how to match those and resonate within that vortex so that you ascend and awaken instead of dip. So for details about her creations, you can read the link below. But I wanted to give you a bridge into Tracy Clark's world. She's a very gifted psychic and someone who knows what's going on. So welcome, Tracy.
Thank you, as always. Perfect timing and happy to be here with you. We always go into such a high level of shift and change, so I'm very excited to be here.
Yes, and our conversations are ways to map or explain some of the changes that are occurring inside of us at this time. And I've become recently really aware of the decoding and the recoding. So prior to the interview, we were talking about that. And I wanted you to share with the audience what it is you're seeing in terms of the shift going on in the field and how you're seeing the humans calibrate with the new shifting energy.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot with clients right now, and myself too, that some of the things people might be finding or feeling is, you know, I want to go for a walk. They go outside for a walk. And then they're like, no, you get outside. You're like, no, I'm going back in the house. I want to go to this event. You get there. No, I got to go home. Like, it can feel very scattered for people right now. And I don't know if you've noticed this. I have noticed this. And a lot of people that I'm working with notice this. Food does not taste the way it used to taste. Food can feel off. All I want is like water or like some good vegetables. And I'm not somebody that really will. I like to eat clean food, but I'm like, okay, you know, sometimes you have your treats, or whatever. But it's like our systems are changing so much right now that even the food doesn't taste the same. And it's almost like our whole systems are, it's hard sometimes to understand. People wake up and they go, okay, this is just our reality. This is where we're at. But our bodies are being so fine-tuned right now. And I keep seeing these new blueprints coming over people. So basically it's like a map, right, of who we were, our soul prints of how we are moving, and it's upgrading. So the blueprint is upgrading, which means you can feel frenetic, you can feel frustrated. And it's not for people to wallow in that. It's for you to understand that, oh, my cells are upgrading, my perception's changing. You and I were saying this earlier, how quickly people are waking up now. Like, look at from 2020 to now, how quickly people are waking up, right? And we're being called, all of us, everyone listening here is being called to really tune into what your authenticity in your body is saying so you can help others navigate right now. Because it's the energy on the planet is moving very quickly. Things could feel very backwards. But it's very distorted right now. So I always say to people, it's like, you know, the kids in school when we were little, wear the Coke bottle glasses?
Yes.
Better technology now. They don't have to, but it's like that for a lot of people. So I'm like, be kind with self, be patient with self, and understand that, you know, things aren't, they might not be as clear, but if you keep your connection clear, at least you will find your way through. They're showing it right now like somebody trying to navigate a swamp, you know, if everybody's listening. And that can feel a little challenging, but it's getting ready to really catapult into new. Like, I really think by this September, as we're cleaning up this foundation, people are going to see things in their life go really fast. And you're probably noticing time feels like it's either going super fast or super slow right now.
Oh, so strange. Like, I moved a week ago. I cannot tell if it was a minute or a lifetime, literally. It feels like eternity. Like there's a timelessness. And this is important in understanding the field, because what I'm seeing is because we're shifting so fast, you can even hear it in my voice.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're shifting so fast.
Yeah.
We don't know who we are anymore, in a sense. Like we have the past version of ourselves, then we have the future version of ourselves. Now we're sitting in the present. Yes. In the field.
Yes.
Hopefully it's supporting us. But that field is shifting rapidly. So what I've seen is the biggest mistake people are making is to think there's something wrong, to think they're crazy, to feel that there's something off. And also to buy, if someone outside of you is projecting that onto you, to buy into that. So let's talk about the distortion.
Well, I'm seeing with this distortion, and I'm so happy you brought this up, because it's actually been a concern that I have seen come up a lot. And I say to people, be mindful. So we're shifting very quickly. And even it happened to me recently. I was like, oh, who am I? Like, I realized there was a part of me that was still, okay, what's next? What's next? What's next? What's next? Like, and it was more of a protection, I want to say kind of navigating what's going to come next and learn different. And now I'm just like, that's gone. So here I'm going, okay, a little bit different. I'm pretty at peace here. All right. I don't have to be prepared for the next little battle that's out there. But what I've also noticed is people will work very hard right now if they're terrified that your change is reflecting the changes they may not want to make. So they will try to convince you to come back maybe to old patterns or old places or old things. And this is the distortion energy. Is everyone needs to be very mindful, whether it's family or friends or work colleagues that don't understand where you're shifting and what's happening, that they need you to be the old you. And so a lot of people right now are finding that they're like, well, and I've seen this where people went back to the old because they didn't want to maybe disrupt a pattern of family or whatever. And it literally brought their life down. And they're like, why is my life going sideways? I'm like, because that's not who you are anymore. But the fear of just saying, I can love you where you're at, I can have peace at where you're at, but I need to keep going, was the greater fear, right? What does it look like if I keep walking in this pattern? But this is how we grow. We have to be willing, right? You know that, to let things go. But the distortion energy right now, we're even seeing it in world events, is no, let's do it the way we've done it always. And that's
not wrong. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. It's like being reeled back in over and over again. And that's a very profound distinction, Tracy, that I am seeing over and over again, that it is that oftentimes it's the circle around you that starts to get very uncomfortable. Then that makes you uncomfortable, because we're trained, our survival is to stay in the tribe.
Yep.
We're like dolphins. We think if we're not in the tribe, we're going to die.
Yeah.
So, you know, standing out from the tribe is scary to most of you. So this reeling back in, and also the projection, I've seen it sometimes in couples and relationships, that the one that might be moving slightly differently is concerned the other may be losing it, which also, and so it keeps coming up over and over again. As a matter of fact, I think it's one of the key reasons we're doing this summit.
Yes.
Is to communicate this one message, which is, would you say that when you get that feeling, what do you say to yourself that allows you to keep walking forward? So when you get the feedback, because we've all gotten it, people like you and I have gotten this a million times.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, for me, I did a declaration a long time ago because my journey was so difficult. And I started to realize that I had this moment, and maybe people can relate, and you might be able to relate too, where I was looking back in my life and I was like, every time I listened to somebody outside of me, not that I didn't want to ask questions to get information, because you know, we get information, but we like confirmation. But it wasn't about not asking questions, information. But when I gave that power away and I looked outside of me for a fear or a people pleasing or whatever that might be, life went sideways. And what happened was when I started to pull that back, and this is what I did. And actually, even though you and I have been on these journeys for decades, it's, I came to a point where I said, my connection. So I say God, you say universe, divine, whatever. I say God. God to me is the ultimate of love. I'm like, my relationship and who I am has to be authentic and number one. So my relationship is spirit. And then that allowed me to go, okay, again, I'm not winning. I don't need to win with somebody's life. I don't need to change them. I was like the queen of, you know, relationships and things of fixing people. Oh, I'll date this one and fix them and my ex-husband and it can fix you. And it never got me anywhere, right? And I thought this need to fix. And as I let that go and I started to realize, and if people can really understand this, the most important person is really you. And I don't mean that in an ego space. It's you because you have to live with yourself every day. So you got to get up in the morning and say, was I the best human I could be today? Did I do the things the best I could, even if it meant having that hard conversation that says, I really love you, but I don't really like you right now because of this and this, or I love you, but I can't be in that place because it is not healthy for me, versus, okay, I'll please you. Sure. You know, we've done that. And this is, we're being challenged with that because we have been so conditioned to do what authoritative bodies have wanted us to do, when the real authoritative body is just our partnership that we have with spirit. And we've forgotten that.
That's well said. And when I would say that my experience is exactly the same in terms of, it's so interesting in terms of going off course. Yeah. And especially because I decided, you know, kind of from the olden days, so I need to learn all this marketing and business stuff. Well, it just doesn't work for me.
Right?
I just have to think it. If it's aligned, it happens. Yeah. And if it isn't, it doesn't. But if I go to other people, they come up with ideas that just will never work. And they could be the best idea on the planet, just doesn't work. So I think what you're seeing then is that during these times of great change also, what we're being fed, what we're receiving, if we can focus on that, is an entirely new set of information and codes. Like, so I moved into this condo over Lake Hamilton. One of the main reasons is I can see from the balcony the sunrise every morning. It was a bright orange globe this morning, and the sunset in the winter, pretty much. And I put it into the third eye because this comes into my field. So I want you to, because you're very tuned into this and overcame, you know, your own physical limitations. What are you doing now consciously to actually receive the new codes that are coming in on a frequency level?
Yeah, I haven't talked with this very much. You're probably the first person publicly this way. I've talked with it with my community in the small because it happened on one of our classes. I've actually been tapping into some very different realms lately. Mm-hmm. And with that, I have been seeing very different coding. I don't want to call it, I try to explain it to people like, you know, the matrix coding that we see in our bodies so people get it. But it's so hard for me to explain that to people. And what I very much practice myself since this has transformed this year, you and I have been talking about how so much has changed for so many of us, how we channel, how we get information. Like, we've just opened up to all the galaxies and universe. We got so much support, right? But a few simple things that I do faithfully, and it can help people, is for me, one, I meditate and I connect in a salt bath every night because salt is so clearing, cleaning. And I just did a thing around salt and the cleaning of salt and why it's been used through history, right? People used to get paid in salt. They preserve in salt. So for me, a bath, which allows me to ground and allows me to actually connect to my body, I see and feel so much more differently now. It's almost like I don't have to though be in that state all the time. It's just happening so fast. And so sometimes when I was driving the other day, something happened. I'm like, whoa, like, is this safe? Okay, yes, spirit is safe. But I do make sure too, before I go to bed and when I wake up, before anything of the day, I make my connections. I have my own things that I say, connect, and do to connect to body and spirit that has to keep, for me, keeps me nice and grounded and centered. And then outside of that, throughout the day, because when you're working all day, right, there's things that are coming in. But I do find that the new energies have been extremely vocal, we'll say, probably that's the better word for it. And but the blueprints, they are being upgraded. It's not even on a daily basis anymore. It's faster than that. It's like hours and minutes. Like, who we were in the morning is not who we are when we're going to bed anymore. And that's hard for somebody to process.
And also it shifts your sense of time. Yes. So that's one of the things. What is your experience of time now and timelessness?
Yeah, well, time we know is a constriction on Earth. You and I know that. But I am finding that time is, for me, it's oscillating. Some days are going really fast. Some days are going really slow. The deja vus are really big. I'm finding myself in different kind of reality scenarios very quickly, which means, you know, sort of, it feels a little strange to say that to people because I always try to go, okay, how do we, to the masses, they're like, that's a little weird. But you know how you saw those shows where you're in different times and dimensions at the same time? It's happening. Had I understood it? Yeah. Is it happening a lot more? Yes. Do I find what's happening on the planet speeding up really quickly and our DNA and blueprint moving very fast? Absolutely. Why? Because we got to get the heck out of this mud pile we've been in for thousands of years. And people need to understand that this whole distortion, delusion we've been under is so fractured and so broken. However, the energies that have ruled that for so long, I always hear it. I'm hearing it again when I tap into them. It's like screeching. It's like, you know, like they're just holding on so tight. However, they're losing a lot of grip. It's not like they're moving forward. But that's why we are being asked to evolve. And I did see where in the next 3 years, 2025, and some people may have remembered, you and I spoke about this quite a while ago, about the 23, 24, 25. And someone's like, oh my God, I'm at 25.
Yeah.
The clean out, right, of the foundation of where we're at. It's a clean out. That's what we're doing, right? Getting rid of we still got to build the foundation. And that's why our blueprints are being upgraded so quickly. And if people are feeling very tired, it's because we have a big mission to rebuild Earth. Everything as we know is going to go away.
Just take a moment to digest that, because that's truth. Everything we know is
going away. I have chills. Yeah, because it's leaving. It's leaving the way we've handled our money, our healthcare systems, the corruption, the greed, like the politics, like everything we know, and moving into these other agendas that don't help you. It's not going to happen, but it's got to go away. And we are going to crumble. We have to crumble to find how are we going to build a new foundation? So they always show it like Earth, they built it on like this foundation was like sticks, you know, this is how the dark kind of Kabbalah energy built on sticks. But now we're building a solid foundation, and that's going to happen after this year is where we start. So you and I mentioned this, it's the first time that I've ever seen, you know, we have exit points, you and I know that, 7 to 9. And it was just recently, I was away on holiday, and they showed you know, whether you want to, like I said, call them the gates or call them whatever you want. But over the next 3 years, everybody, doesn't matter what your timeline says, has an opportunity to go back home if you choose, because the rebuilding of a foundation will be glorious, but will be challenging at the same time.
Well said. And it's time to grasp that it's one of the greatest energetic changes that Earth has ever experienced is one thing. And, but it's also the recoding in the human body is, it's really intense for people when the change is that rapid and you've been conditioned to try to keep yourself safe. That's
It's interesting you say that, because the recoding has to happen so we can move forward differently than we did before. So we can have different awarenesses and different kinds of communities and different understandings. So in 100 years, when people look back and they'll go, I don't know who those people were on that planet, but thank gosh that they had the wherewithal, the connection, as they're moving into their own gifts and telepathies and all the things we know are out there, they'll be allowed, but that foundation has to be created. So yes, as our structures change, we're going to move out of survival mode, which we've all been put in for so long, and go, okay, how do we thrive? How do we build? It might be scary, but what can we do? You know, there's a reason they put shows out there when there's an apocalypse that, you know, they're all fighting against each other. I'm like, no, that's not how it'll be. It'll be some people, but those ones will probably disappear. It'll be, how do we help each other? How do we grow things together that nurture each other?
Yes. And how do you stay out of fear while the conditioning is dissolving this rapidly? I think that is the point of Hack the Field, that you're not, the reason the summit was born is you're not crazy.
No.
You're not unstable. Well, there's a condition of change that could appear to be instability, but you're not unstable. It's that you're shifting. And the only thing that I can see as the solution is to raise your frequency so that you can surf through the change. If this is your...
So if people are able to recognize that they're having the feelings going through it, but not be stuck in them. So I say, go put on some high vibrational music, you know, put on something in your, that's actually changing, like you have with your environment, right? With the quantum healing, where you have in the environment, things that are helping lift up, keep yourself out of environments that are chaotic, right?
Ooh,
keep yourself
yes.
in environments that are soothing. You're not blinding yourself to what's going on in the world, but acknowledge your feelings, you have them, but don't stay stuck in them. Because if you're going to stay stuck in your feelings, you're going to get caught in the tsunami, and you don't want to. Acknowledge them, but keep making your daily routines, get out there, live your life, do what you need to do, and allow that change to continue to move, or that'll stick your blueprint and it'll get mucky.
Right. It'll be like very sticky. I love that. Yeah. That's a very, very important point. The other thing is that when you are out there, have you been experiencing the projection as being somewhat toxic and a need to remove yourself from the projection?
You know what? I'm sure a lot of people have noticed that. There's a lot of, you know, projection energy, and you can feel it wherever, where they don't even have to be in the vicinity of your, you know, you, we don't have to be like this. They can be right inside you, but you'll probably notice that you'll pick it up a lot faster. And that projection energy I've noticed is just a distortion to keep you distracted from staying connected. And my definition of faith is always trust, no, believe in the higher power in yourself. Right?
Present
your faith. So fear or faith, like, what are you choosing? And ask yourself, what am I choosing today? What am I choosing?
And what am I allowing? And what is interfering with that? Because that's one thing I'm becoming much more aware of, is that these interference, because I see it in the community, these interferences are very subtle. And most miss them. Meaning, you're on a course, you're creating something, you know you're going to be part of a new earth creation, and then you get sucked into, you know, somebody's trajectory. And suddenly you're not on yours anymore.
I was doing a channel. You just triggered this for me. I was doing a channeling yesterday for a group. And one of the things that Spirit said for us to say right now, so I'm going to share it with you guys because you just hit it. It's, I say, thank you, God. You can say universe, divine. So whatever you guys want to say, but I'll say, thank you, God. Show me the truth about this person's assignment in my life.
Oh, I love that.
Show me the truth about this person's assignment in my life, because now you're not blaming, you're not projecting, you're asking, is it to teach you something? Is it for you to have an awareness and move along? Sure. Are they there to distract you? Are they there to distort something for you? Or are they there to push you up and pull you up and move you along? So thank you, God. Show me the truth about this person and say their name's assignment in my life. So they've been assigned to you because they showed up. So how you do the summit and you help everybody and you're lifting and you're pulling us all up and bringing us together, that's your assignment in my life. Your assignment in my life is that we get to come here and we get to, you know, chat and push each other up, and you're doing it with all the other people that you're bringing on. But you might have someone that comes in. We've had this. Dates. Got a date. Show me the truth about this person's assignment, because sometimes the distraction energy does really well in the form of a date or a lover, right? And all of a sudden you're like,
as 6 months later,
that's a bad assignment. Get out of my life. Yeah. But if you ask right away, Spirit will now show you very quickly, and then you'll stay more on path, more grounded, more centered, more focused, and more neutral to what you're doing in your life.
This is really a valid, important point, because what I've been experiencing is we have the power now, and it's accelerated to dissolve some of the previous contracts that no longer serve our highest timeline. Correct. And it's a matter of discerning it, because if you release it, it can be very elegant. But if you fight with it, it can be very distorted and bring more chaos. Yes. So those contracts, so I keep asking, is this a contract I need to continue to support, or do I dissolve it like today? And have you noticed that?
Yeah, big time. And a lot of people that have even been in your field for a long time, you can find those contracts are dissolving because we're moving so quickly, right? So they need to keep up with us, and we all need to keep up with each other. So yeah, a lot of times I ask Spirit, I'm like, I'll ask to freeze. Mm-hmm. So I ask to bind, cast, curse, and freeze any known or unknown contracts that somebody's made for me on my behalf and myself. So I teach that, and then I send that off to God for justice, and I push that away. And then I look at it, because a lot of times what we forget is people will make contracts on your behalf. And that's like, if they're saying things like, oh, you know, if you're little and maybe it's, oh, you'll never amount to anything, or you'll never do anything. And they say it and you take it on as a belief system. You've now allowed them to make a contract on your behalf with how your life's going to go.
That's so true. And it operates invisibly. This is the subconscious. Mm-hmm. It operates invisibly, manifesting your reality. So dissolving contracts or false.
Freeze them.
That's much better.
I was dissolving. So this is something new that Spirit showed. I was dissolving, but Spirit said, when the energy comes that is, and the assignments come that are not yours anymore, you want to not only, you know, you can bind them, cast them, curse them, rebuke them, whatever people want to say, no right or wrong. But they said the key was to freeze them, because when it freezes it, it's done in time, and then you're off it goes.
And that makes so much sense, because we're moving so fast. That's one of the distortions that people are experiencing, that they don't understand. It's like we see it in business. It's like you've got to keep up, or you can sink to the bottom of the heap.
Right.
You got to just keep going and going.
It's getting, but it's also getting more, a little more challenging right now because of the way the world has moved. Right. And
that's
so look at social media. I try to keep up, but I can't. I do the best I can, but you know, I'd rather be in the spirit than on all this half the, you know, we have fake food and fake news and fake people and fake realities and fake everything.
Oprah's everywhere now.
I know, it's so true. It's so true. But be with Spirit.
I love this, the freezing, because it gives you the time to sort out a decision. Yes. Because dissolving actually moves you faster. It's like a leapfrog. So this is excellent. Freeze it and also show me the truth.
Of this person's assignment in my life. Or you can do it at a place or a thing too, because you know, you might inherit something and then all of a sudden I've had that where people have inherited, you know, where they like things from people and their life goes sideways. And I'm like, get that out of your home, or, you know, watch, or they gift clothes or shoes. I'm like, no, get that out. Like, gotta go. Yeah.
Move it.
Yeah.
I just went through, this is amazing. So, and then give yourself the time, but it's almost like asking the God of time to freeze time while you process and make a decision. Because that could be in a second. We were interviewing Dr. Jean, and it's like the Arcturians are saying healing now can occur in a second.
Just it should. Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree with you. It's like instant. And I really believe that probably in the next not so distant future here, we'll start seeing that really quickly, really quickly.
Oh, so in closing, we are moving into a time where the field has changed so much that we need to grasp it.
Yeah. And also too, it's really important for all of us to remember that nothing is as it was. And nothing will be as it was. So to become with peace with the, you know, ongoing change, and that will get easier the more you do decide to stay connected and the more you recognize. And please, everyone listening, have so much gratitude for your vessel that you've come in with. Like, so much gratitude because you chose it. Stop beating it up. And we've talked about it before, but this time is so important to watch the bitterness of your tongue and others' tongues and the negative words or thoughts. And if they are coming up, deal with them right away, because that is part of the distortion that I've seen a lot that is preventing this massive wave of manifesting for so many people. And I know that's an overused word, but the creation that an individual can have right now, off the charts. Like, I am seeing new things every day. People are saying to me like, wow, I'm creating. Why am I creating so much? And these people are suffering. I said, don't get caught up in that. Just keep creating and take the people with you. And if they want to come, they come. They've made a choice. You've offered a hand. Keep going. And if there is anything I can stress while we're closing, do not get weighted down by anyone that doesn't want to come on the journey of that, you know, change, transformation, and really creating, because you will be tested right now. And the way the spirit showed it to me, it's like a weighted belt with a hook, and you're going down the bottom of the water with them. So you don't want to get in that. It's going to be really hard.
Yeah. It's exactly. If you buy back into the illusion, it'll pull you like quicksand. Technology.
Yeah.
Ooh, thank you. That's very powerful. That's a little warning, a word to the wise.
Yeah. So you can create like crazy right now. So focus
on like crazy. I love that.
And it's like, thank you, God. Like, and one of the things to really with your blueprints that are changing, one of the things I like to say to people is, when you're doing your thank you, God, or universe, or divine, it's like, thank you, God, for my, you know, perfectly divine connected body, soul, spirit to spirit. So you're always getting your messages. And then also make sure that you're asking for your vessel to be very strong, healthy, guided, connected as you move through. And make sure you're pretty focused on that, because that'll keep you on the right path as you're changing so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And while you're in the fast forward, fasten your seatbelt. I want to thank you. And you have a free gift. The link is below.
Yeah.
If you want to say anything about it, and you can reach out to Tracy, the link is below.
But I just want to say, it's just an audio clearing from Limited to Limitless. So it was one that was channeled through about really raising your vibration, which we thought was so, you know, fitting for right now. And please, what did I just say? Just don't be driving or anything when you're listening to it. We've had accidents. Please go somewhere quietly and listen, because yeah, there's a lot of transformation, but to really awaken those gifts inside. Yeah.
Thank you. And thank you for being who you are and being with us. We appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you, Tracy. We are happy to be with you in the field, hacking the field.